Welcome, NBA Top Shot fans. Everything Top Shot with up-to-date news and information. We will be providing knowledge to further your experience at NBA Top Shot Hot Drop. Hosted by the master of many things, Mr. Devin Buter, an NBA podcaster and fan. Please remember to hit that like button and subscribe with the bell. Information in all these podcasts is for collection purposes only. And now here is our host.
Shot Hot Drop, episode 38, April 21st, 2021. Follow me on Twitter at NBA Top Shot Hot Drop at DJDev420. Also, subscribe to the podcast and the YouTube channel, NBA Top Shot Hot Drop. We got a great episode for you today. We love pack drops, and we got more. I predicted it yesterday. We're getting our pack drop tomorrow, a rare pack drop, MGLE. We'll go through that. We had an exciting drop from Wilson Chandler, his NFT on Crypto Kickers. He's been dropping virtual shoes in the metaverse, so we'll check in on that. This is his sixth drop that happened today. Also, we are going to check out the market movers at momentranks.com. A lot of cool cats flying off the market for an extremely low price. It's your chance to get a really sweet Russell Westbrook reward and inch yourself closer to potentially getting that LaMelo Master Challenge. We had an interesting game tonight for our hot action. It's a redo. We're coming back to the Sacramento Kings and the Minnesota Timberwolves. They played again tonight, and it was sweet. We love seeing those rookies play, and De'Aaron Fox is fun to watch. So we'll touch in on that. And that has once again got our hashtag NBA Top Shot. This moment is coming at you from that Minnesota Sacramento Kings game tonight. We are going to brush over the current giveaway that is still going for the gigantic Zion Williamson rising star moment, an amazing serial number. And also, we will just give you another reminder about the rare pack drop tomorrow. Getting excited for that. So let's get into it. All right, we're going to be talking rare pack drop. We had that maintenance going yesterday during the Topps Digital drop. I predicted they were probably doing a screenshot, and bam, that was what they were doing. They took a screenshot as of, let's zoom in here for you so you can see it on YouTube. As of, so I'll read it to you. To join the queue for a chance to buy a pack, you must have fulfilled at least one of the following at the time of our snapshot, April 20th, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, which, if you remember, that was going on tomorrow during that Topps drop. You need to either have owned at least one MGLE moment. It says here, it's pretty cool. It tells you what you had. I had three. It says you had to own two plus rare moments. Now, not all of these, just one of these. I had six of those, and it said you had to own 15 moments, and I had 103. So I had qualified, which is awesome. I get in the queue. That doesn't mean I'm getting a pack, but I'm going to get a shot at a pack. And that's what we want here at Top Shot. We always want a chance. We want to have fun in the queue. We want to get excited. And that's happening. Additionally, they did also want you to have spent at least $99 in the marketplace, not counting pack purchases, which I think is interesting here because this genuinely affected my dad, who is holding his packs. And he did spend the $99, but they're not counting the moments that are in his packs. And we are going to get a gigantic pack opening. He's been holding these packs so we could open them here on the stream. We're going to do a live one on April 24th, which is this Saturday. The time is not set, but I'm going to get the live link up on YouTube here really quick. And I will also tweet it out, NBA Top Shot Hot Drop at DJ Dev 420. So I'm going to screen share with you. This is a good time probably just to show you kind of what his experience was here. He had let me go ahead and flip back to me here for a second here, and we'll screen share his packs. We're going to open these live on the stream. So he has these six packs in here. Other than that, he doesn't have that many moments he's holding. So he didn't meet the requirements to be able to get in here, yet he's holding these packs and he does meet those requirements. This is an interesting message we're getting from Top Shot here. I don't know if they're full. I can't imagine they're overlooking this, but they're not rewarding necessarily and feeling like collectors are incentivized to hold if they're holding their packs, which I'm not agreeing with, and I find that interesting. But we are going to get these open here, so I just wanted to point that out while we were talking about the Rising Star drop here with this requirement specifically that you needed to be holding these moments. At least one MGLE, at least two rare, which he has his rare. He does not have his MGLE, but he has 15. You could see that with those six packs. So, interesting point there. Hope you guys qualified. If you didn't, we are going to talk a little bit about how that's going to affect the market coming up, because we always do see a ton of market activity after pack drops. So, let's go ahead and keep the podcast moving here. We've got the actual moments to look at. And the moments in here is huge. There is a ton of MGLE moments. They are minted at $4.99 here, as you can see. Some of the highlights in here that I'm getting excited about. Let me make sure we got this a good view for you on YouTube here. So the Porter Jr., he's blowing up right now. So I'd be looking at the Porter Jr. I'd be excited if I got the Jayshon Tate. He is an amazing rookie for Houston. Don't sleep on him. We're going to keep moving. These are not the most exciting. RJ Barrett's killing it right now. These are not the most exciting moments, I would say, for the MGLE. So it'll be interesting to see what happens when they hit. This is a huge one. I'm a huge fan of Holmes. And there's another one, the Barrett. And then you got a ton of commons on the base sets down here. So you guys can go check all this out. I put the links in. Again, it's worth getting in on this pack drop. But you got Peyton Pritchard in here. There are some rookie moments also that are going to be in here. But it's worth grabbing this rare pack, getting in the queue if you qualify. And again, if you have your moments and you've met a lot of these requirements, I'm a total motivator of holding your packs. But we'll have that big, huge pack opening coming up with my dad there. So just to review again, the quick details on what we're dealing with here. The pack cost is $99. There are six moments in the pack. You're getting one metallic gold, and five base set series, which you can go ahead and check out that list there. It's huge. The pack drop is at 2 p.m. Pacific. They're saying the queue would open up a half hour early. I think that's going to be open up a good hour and a half earlier. So make sure you check in on that. And then the big news here is there's going to be 50,000 rebound packs. So the number for these packs, first off, we're looking at, let me get back in there for our numbers. Top Shot's got, pull them up. I love that they're bringing the rebound pack because we had such great rhythm with the last rebound experience. It went so smooth. And so we're getting 18,927 of these packs, but those are not all going to be released. Moment Ranks put out a really cool article on the number of the kind of the details on what's going on with this. So I'm going to screen share that with you guys. You know, I love momentranks.com. Follow them on Twitter as well. So they are saying that the 50,000 rebound pack, you're going to bounce right into there, right out of the queue. And I think there's going to be 17, or we're not going to get the full 18,000. There's going to be 17,462. And then you're going to bounce right into that rebound pack. So if you don't get, in that first 17,462, you got a shot at the 50,000. And I did see something tweeted that there was only going to be 50,000 collectors that qualified this time. So it's going to be really interesting to see the numbers that are going to be ending up. That was not confirmed by Top Shot. It's going to be interesting to see what numbers we're going to see surfacing as we get closer to the drop tomorrow. So that's some nice details from Moments Ranks there. And we are going to keep this podcast moving into the next part. A really exciting thing that I found out about the other day on Twitter was Crypto Kickers. And this is a Wilson Chandler endorsed exploration into NFTs. He's on his sixth drop. And they are specifically, I'm still new to it. So what I've seen from this is it's shoes. And I'm going to go ahead and screen share. This is the website here, Crypto Kickers. So we're looking at the shoes here, and you can bid in on these on the drop, but then they're listed here at the market, and certain ones get sold off afterwards. And these get listed as rare. You can see the Ethereum price here, 0.056. And then once you pay that, you also have to pay for the gas fee to transfer that. So it gets a bit expensive, but this is a, for me personally, it looks as though it's a long-term profit kind of thing, something to hold, or a long-term collection thing that you would get a profit potentially down the road. These are limited to a 21 mint for each pair, and they do sell out. Pretty interesting. He's got all these different names for him here. And this drop happened today. The Wilson Chandler One Flights Denver. So there's a very rare right there. Let's scroll up a little bit. The Wilson Chandler One Flights with Bounce New York Retro Fade. So let's go ahead. I'll show you the one that I have in my OpenSea. Let's scroll down here. I've got the Wilson Chandler One Pros with Bounce New York Retro. Pretty interesting, guys. Let's get it streamed back here for you. All right, there we go. Pretty interesting endeavor by Wilson Chandler here. And these definitely are selling out. So check it out, Crypto Kickers. I'll show you the Twitter page as well. Crypto Kickers on Twitter. There we go. Crypto Kickers at Crypto Kickers on Twitter. So this was their announcement a couple days ago. Drop 6 coming up, and that happened this morning, and away we went. So check those guys out. Sold out. That was 11 hours ago, so that was this morning. And that is the Wilson Chandler Crypto Kickers. Let me go back here and just show you a cool little detail about the details of the NFT down here a little bit. I'll scroll down. So let me make sure you see on YouTube here. So it's kind of like CryptoKitties a little bit. So you can see the New York Retro has only 2%, had that trait. The Bounce was 2%. The Pro Laces, only 2% of the shoes had that trait. The Tongue was a Tongue 21. There's 4% that had that trait. It had a normal cut, which was 100% had that trait. This is really interesting stuff here. Check it out. I don't want to read all these details to you, but it's something that I think is interesting. It's the first NBA player to kind of really spearhead his... We did have that Dame Lillard one, but he's a, this is on round six. So Wilson Chandler, Crypto Kickers. All right, we're going to keep it moving. We have our moment ranks. We're going to check in what's hot and what's not. It's been a tough ride as far as if you're looking for investment payback on the market right now. This is a time to be holding or shopping. You're not really getting a lot of return unless you're flipping on live token and you have some type of software to help you do that, because it's really, really tricky right now. And this is a long-term investment time, but you could be looking to complete the Cool Cats Challenge. And that's the big movement we're seeing. So we're going to bounce right over to the Live Moment Ranks Marketplace page. And we are specifically looking at the Cool Cats. So let's bring it out here a little bit. And we do have quite a bit of Cool Cats action going on here. You need this Steven Adams, so that's a low ask of 24. The Drew Holiday is at $24 as well. That's serial number 18,000 though. Right next to that, you got a Chris Paul. Oop, something just got listed. We got a Serge Ibaka. That's one of the bigger ones in there. That's at $72. And that's going to be an interesting one to see how far that drops. There we go, 27 seconds. Chris Paul for $24, and it is, Moment Ranks is saying it's gonna be worth 30. So that would be a buy now if you needed the Chris Paul. That's a good buy there. Serial number 5,832. Boom, there's your Montrezl Harrell. So this is the place to go. Go to this Moment Ranks marketplace. You're gonna type in Cool Cats 4 Challenge over here. If you're shopping your Cool Cats, go grab your lowest ones. They're going to go quick because you know this is also getting listed on Live Token, and those guys are grabbing them on real fast on there. We've already had a podcast experience in that, so I don't want to get back into that. But again, I thank you guys for being here. I thank you for all the new subscribers and everybody supporting me. It's tons of fun, and I hope you guys are enjoying it, and we're really working hard to bring you up to date, new information. Giveaways are going to be coming. I've got a new one in the works, so stay tuned for that. This big one is going to be wrapping up here, but we are going to be moving into, and please hit that like button and the notification bell down below on YouTube here. But we're going to be getting into the NBA hot action for tonight, and the hot action, as I told you earlier, is going to be coming at you from Minnesota and Sacramento once again. These boys are going at it, and we're getting kind of this playoff vibe a little bit between the two of them. So I'm going to pull up the box score and get the screen share going. Hold up. Let's get on the screen share for you. Box score. All right, so the score was close again, 128 to 125. McDaniels did not have a good night as he did last night. He was 2 for 4, played a chunk of minutes. He had one steal, one block, but was minus 21 on the plus minus. Okogie looked good. He was 3 for 6. Got to get more rebounds, only 4 rebounds, 7 points. So, Ant had a tougher night tonight, 4 for 10. 28 minutes. He was 2 for 7 from three-point land, and no steals, no blocks, 2 assists, 1 rebound. Ouch. Towns 7 for 17, 26 points. But that was the story there with those guys. Let's go check out Sacramento and see what happened with our boy Halliburton. You know we love him. Fox 8 for 20, 30 points. Plus 13 on the plus minus. Healed 11 for 16. He was on fire from 3, 7 for 11, 29 points. Scroll up here. Halliburton, 29 minutes, 6 for 9 on the field goals. 4 for 6 from 3 with 16 points. Hallie was balling, and you know he's going to get his assist. 6 assists, 3 rebounds. He's playing defense too. 1 steal. Get your Halliburton. Oh my gosh, do I love that kid. Tyrese Halliburton. He's got to be right there for that rookie of the year position. So make sure you're getting your Halliburton. He had a big night. That was our hot action. And as I told you earlier, our hashtag NBA Top Shot This is coming at you from that game as well. Let's go ahead and bring up that highlight. We got right here for you guys. So this is coming from the game tonight, Minnesota, Sacramento. And this is Anthony Edwards, again, showing his maturity, light years of maturity, using fakes, using the shot fake. So here we go. Make sure we can see this good on the screen here. There we go. All right. Look at that. I mean, that is just beautiful. The little hop step back. I'm gonna bring that back really quick here. Okay. Let's get it again. So there's a three. I mean, his shooting is just beautiful. Here's the play. Kicks it out, shot fake, jump stop back, baseline. So he gets it kicked out to him, shot fakes at the 3-point line, and gets Whiteside to totally fly by and then steps out to the baseline, little jump stop, splashes it. Not a dunk, not a breakaway, but showing the maturity and the patience to use the shot fake and get Whiteside in the air and then free him up and fake out the other defender with the jump stop. Gotta love it. Rookie of the year, hashtag NBA Top Shot This, Anthony Edwards. Beautiful. All right, we are going to keep it moving. We are rounding the corner on the podcast tonight. Thanks again for being here. We are going to be showing the screenshot again of the giveaway on my Twitter page here. Remember to be following me, NBA Top Shot Hot Drop at DJDev420. And here we go. It's pinned right at the top. You're just going to click on the link. It's going to take you to Winks, NBA at NBA Winks. And here's what you're going to do. You're going to follow at NBA Winks, at Evan Tan, at Jack_NFT, and myself at DJDev420 and at Top Shot Boss. We've all teamed up with at House of Kiba to do this huge, gigantic giveaway. You're going to follow this Discord, the House of Kiba Discord. You must click on that link, go follow the Discord, and then you're going to retweet, and bam, you are in for a Zion Williamson insane moment, guys. Come on. Serial number 195 out of 802, Rising Stars moment, valued when this screenshot was taken at $1,140. So check that out. Make sure that you get in on that. It is round in the corner. We are excited to be bringing that giveaway to you. And remember, I said we got another one coming, so keep your ears posted. Hit the notification. Hit the subscription button on YouTube there. All right, guys. The pack drop is tomorrow. I want to wish you a ton of luck. Make sure that you are turning on the notifications on Twitter. I will put out the luck dragon from the Never Ending Story to wish you guys some luck there. Make sure you like that tweet. Post your line spots and just really get in the groove and have fun with it. If you're not in that, if you didn't qualify for the pack drop, get ready for when the market opens. Don't buy right away. A lot of times those prices are really high and they're going to drop, but just keep an eye on it. Be a conscious collector. Have fun and enjoy it.